We're in the mid-60s right now. Another beautiful morning here on WJR. Joining us now is Megan Barrett. Megan is the leader of business development of Planted Detroit. Now, you may not have heard of Planted Detroit. Let me tell you what their goal is. Planted Detroit is a Detroit-based farm whose goal is to make farming more efficient, which will allow communities to source fresh produce locally on a year-round basis, even if those communities have a nice long winter like we do. Megan Barrett, welcome to the program. Nice to learn about Planted Detroit.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tell me about it. I mean, it makes sense, obviously, and if you can help us be more efficient with farming, we depend on our farmers, and they've been hit with all the troubles of the world and supply chain issues and everything else like we all have been. How can you help?
Absolutely. So our founder, Tom Adamczyk, saw that there was a lot of opportunity in agriculture to bring more high technology in order to increase efficiency, like you said, but also just to make it possible for us to grow year-round, even into the future with the volatility that we're seeing.
That's an important thought because we depend on our farmers, and as land gets eaten up to be used for other things and all of the weather curveballs we throw at them, we need to help. And it helps all of us when we help the farmers, that's for sure. What compelled your founder to start Planted Detroit?
That's a great question. So he was seeing a lot of opportunity in the markets around how agriculture was becoming more vertically integrated. And there's a lot of technology out there, but agriculture is kind of an old school industry. So he thought, can we bring a little bit of technology to agriculture and also bring it to Detroit, which is, of course, as we know, the automation capital of the world, but bring some agricultural automation. So that's what we're doing over in Island View, growing baby greens, herbs, and microgreens 365 days a year.
So is all of your farming inside?
It is. We are what we call CEA, so controlled environment agriculture, which can mean a lot of things. For us, it means we grow indoors all year. We grow vertically, so we grow stacks, essentially in racking, like you would see in any warehouse, but much more advanced. And we do grow under lights. So instead of growing under the sun like traditional agriculture, we have lights that we can tailor to what the plants need. And makes it so that we can harvest, grow, and make delicious salads all year.
Well, I salute you, and I'm going to tell you why. You might be the only growers in recent memory who aren't spending all of that time, that effort, that controlled environment agriculture on marijuana. You're doing it. You're doing it on fresh produce, which I hate to say is far more important, but not nearly as profitable, I would think.
You're so right, and that's often the first thing I say is we grow indoors, we don't grow cannabis. And we're, you know, no problem at all with cannabis. And actually, we're grateful to the industry because the rise of it has made technology come down in price, which makes it possible for us to grow affordably at the types of categories that we grow. So it is very similar technology, but you're right, we're growing food. And we grow these greens, herbs, and microgreens, and then we actually make them into ready-to-eat salads. So we're not only growing close to Detroiters, but we're also answering their convenience concerns around how do I have a fresh, healthy lunch that's easily accessible.
Oh, so when you deliver your product, it's already, in this case at least, so far, set up as salads.
That's exactly right. So we make the salads with everything that we grow, and then we buy from some friends down at Eastern Market for those things that we don't grow indoors because we only grow a couple of categories of produce, add some dressing, some toppings, and there you go, a perfect healthy lunch that's Detroit grown.
I love this idea. PlantedDetroit.com is a place that you can look and learn more, PlantedDetroit.com. And this would indicate to me that you are up and running and your products are already being consumed and enjoyed by people around this area.
That's right. We have been in operation for close to 4 years.
Oh, my.
And initially, yeah, we were just selling to restaurants and other wholesale customers. When the pandemic hit, of course, that changed everything, and we understood that consumers were looking for more fresh food to come right to their door. So we pivoted, became a salad manufacturing and delivery business, and it's just been on the uphill climb since then. So
I would hope that if you are serving or servicing, I guess better put, restaurants and such, they would be welcoming you with open arms, because you're providing them a ready-made, really high-class product.
Yep, you're right. We both satisfy those restaurants with wholesale product. Like if they're using herbs for their own dishes, of course, we supply that to them. And then we have some customers that want that ready-to-eat salad that they can retail. And then we also, in addition to delivering direct to customers right from the farm, which is the closest, you know, connection to how it's grown, we also sell in Rivertown Meijer that just came in on the Jefferson, and then a few other retailers, including some plum markets and at Henry Ford Hospitals.
Well, that's good news. That's, you know, and they've certainly, Henry Ford has been at the forefront of serving the freshest and healthiest of foods. That's not always been the case with hospitals, but that is the case at Henry Ford, I know for a fact, in watching what they've done over the years. And your products seem to fit right in with that. We will look for, if we're at Plum Market or one of those higher-end places, we look in the area where there are vegetables and fruits, and we looked for a prepackaged planted Detroit container. Can you describe it, or is it just kind of what we're used to, those plastic containers with salad in them?
You're right. It is a little bit different from what people are used to looking for. And you're right. It's in the produce department. So along with all the other fresh fruits and vegetables, you'll find our salads. And they're in a square container that has a film lid. And you actually can mix the salad yourself. That way the crunchy ingredients stay crunchy and the sweet ingredients stay sweet. And then you have a freshly mixed salad for your lunch. So you can look right in the produce department for your planted Detroit salads.
Controlled environment agriculture. Are these salads a little more expensive than the others because of the quality? Or have you been able to sell them at a competitive salad price, even though your salad is superior?
I would say that they are competitive, but on the higher end, simply because of the fresher ingredients and the technology that goes into growing them. Because we have to pay for the lights, we don't have a free source of energy in the form of the sun, so it does cost a little bit more, but that's why we're growing the farm, no pun intended. We are building another farm in Island View and hopefully, fingers crossed, another farm in Detroit in the next 2 years. So the more growing capacity we have, the more affordably we can grow, and then our salads will be a little bit more affordable for the average Detroiter.
Now, but you're not, or are you looking for land from my listeners? If they have a couple acres, they want to do a little business with you, turn over the land to you. And then the other question that, before I forget it, is are your salads already washed when we buy them in the store?
Two great questions. So we are looking for land in Detroit in an opportunity zone, but we do have a certain amount of land that we're looking for. So if any of your listeners are interested in chatting, please have them just email hello@plantedetroit.com. We'll reply personally and have a conversation. And then the second question you asked is whether the salads are washed. And that's a great question, because we don't wash any of our greens before we deliver them to our consumers, because our growing practices and our facility is so hyper clean that there's no need for a wash step. So we actually have complete biosecurity from seed to salad. In fact, you have to suit up as if you're going into a pharmaceutical factory to come into the farm.
Wow.
Boots, hairnet, the whole thing.
Cool.
Because, you know, most contamination comes from the humans. So we try and protect our little plants from those humans.
This is a whole new meaning to clean food. I love it.
It's exactly right.
And Megan, Ann tells me she just went online to your website at Planted Detroit, or you say hello at Planted Detroit. And she said you name your salads. Like there's a New Center salad, there's a Belle Isle salad. Really?
We do. You know, we love Detroit so much, and we so intentionally planted the farm in this city that we all love. We hire from Detroit. In fact, 60% of our employees are Detroiters themselves. And we love each and every neighborhood for what it brings to the fabric of Detroit. So each time we develop a new salad, we name it after a neighborhood, both so that we can continue to make sure people know we're Detroit through and through, but also so that we can bring some attention to the wonderful neighborhoods that make up our city.
Are you planning on expanding to other cities or no?
Perhaps. We want to see if we can satisfy all of the demand in Southeast Michigan before we leave Detroit. But we know that as agriculture changes, we will have a lot more demand for this type of CEA, and we don't want to put any boundaries on that growth.
Well, good for you. And it's so people know it's plantdetroit.com, and I probably should say it's PlantedDetroit, planteddetroit.com is the proper way to put it, planteddetroit.com, to find out what Megan has been talking about, which is intriguing and exciting. And I congratulate you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
As we continue on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, learning and living, and now a new source for fresh produce. It sounds absolutely spectacular. Planted Detroit.